From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Thousands of migrants from Syria and other countries are now stranded in Greece, blocked from their goal of reaching northern Europe after Macedonia closed its border Wednesday. Macedonian police closed the border a day after Slovenia, Croatia, and Serbia declared their borders are closed to almost all transiting migrants, with exceptions being made only for asylum seekers. Meanwhile, the situation near the Greek-Macedonian border is described as dire. Authorities there say nearly 36,000 migrants and refugees are stranded in Greece, including more than 14,000 refugees, mainly Syrian and Iraqi nationals, stuck in a muddy, unhygienic camp near the border crossing into Macedonia. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden Wednesday condemned a string of attacks by Palestinians that came as he visited Israel, saying there could be no justification for the hateful violence. He spoke alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Tuesday.
There can be no justification for this hateful violence. And the United States stands firmly behind Israel's right to defend itself, as we are defending ourselves at this moment as well. That's why we've done more to help bolster Israel's security than any other administration in history.
You can read more about Vice President Biden's visit at voanews.com. Iran says it launched two ballistic test missiles Wednesday, purportedly inscribing them with a message in Hebrew that says Israel should be wiped from the pages of history. The semi-official Fars news agency showed pictures that it said were from the missiles being fired from Iran's eastern Alborz mountain range. This is VOA News. U.S. and Somali forces have attacked an al-Shabaab base west of Mogadishu. It's a second significant U.S. attack on the militant group in 5 days. A U.S. official confirmed to VOA that the raid Wednesday was a joint U.S.-Somali government operation targeting al-Shabaab. A local official in Somalia said helicopters dropped between 60 and 70 soldiers just after midnight outside one town. The official told VOA that the troops then attacked 3 or 4 targets, inflicting a number of casualties on the militants. UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura was in Geneva Wednesday. He was there ready to resume peace talks with Syria's warring sides. But with delegations still expected to arrive over the course of a few days, the process is getting off to a slow start. Mistura's spokesperson said some participants will not be in Geneva until Sunday or Monday. The UN attributed some delays to logistical arrangements. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said Wednesday that his country has developed miniature nuclear warheads that can fit on a ballistic missile. While such claims are not new, what is new is that this is the first time the North Korean leader has made such an assertion. Brian Myers is the Associate Professor of International Studies at Dongseo University in South Korea.
North Korea is, I think, quite frustrated by the West's persistence in regarding it as a communist state, because that misperception leads the West to assume that North Korea is not that much of a threat. You know, the communists had nuclear weapons for decades and never used them. And this is why even now Washington seems to think the worst case scenario is that the North Koreans are going to sell atomic material to terrorists. So this rhetoric is the North's way of saying to Washington, you guys better keep us on the front burner, because we are just as ready to fight and die as your enemies in the Middle East are.
You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. Authorities in Afghanistan's southern province of Helmand say a group of at least 10 heavily armed Taliban fighters have staged a coordinated assault that triggered a gun battle with security forces. The attack early Wednesday in Garishik District targeted the police headquarters and offices of the Afghan spy agency. Former Beatles drummer Ringo Starr has announced the death of the so-called fifth Beatle, producer Sir George Martin, at the age of 90. Starr posted the news on Twitter Wednesday with a photograph of Martin with the Beatles, captioned, "Thank you for all of your love and kindness, George." Universal Music Group has confirmed the death. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.